Holy Bedford, we are live. Welcome to the Chain Dogs podcast, where we talk about everything theme parks, amusement parks, and all that sort of stuff. But Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's Merry the one Christmas.
And only. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. It's the one and only Christmas quiz. We do this every year. This is like, is this the third or fourth quiz we've done now? I can't even remember.
Ask Emma, she's champion.
I mean, I don't need to brag, but yeah.
I think if you include the Coaster Gen show, it's probably like the fourth one we've done.
Yeah. Yeah, probably genuinely. Yeah.
And nothing will beat the how drunk I got in the first one. Oh my God.
No.
That's buried somewhere on Coaster Gen.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us, though. We are joined by Kira.
Hello, Kira.
I'm very well,
thank you. I am looking forward to putting everyone through their quizzy paces.
Ooh.
Oh, by which I mean asking you to guess silly stuff. I didn't realise
having close-ups.
Yeah,
don't do that to me.
I found paper. Look how much paper I have.
Oh, for God's sake, you should have bought your paper.
James has definitely got a little mascot.
Well, he helps that's a mascot.
That's a euphemism.
That just sounds so dodgy.
Are you going to show James? Like, he just kind of like left it.
I was
on
about
me.
To, but it just didn't. It didn't work.
It's got a mascot, but you can't. Look at it.
There you go.
That could be anything.
Being held hostage.
That could be anything.
It's like Feathers McGraw out of Wallace and Gromit.
Evil penguin.
Evil.
Let's check up on the chat. Hello, chat. Hello. How we doing? How are you all doing? Holla. I'm just going to quickly go through them all.
I just saw someone's back from Fantasyland.
Oh.
Same. Well, I got
guess he just got back from 2 days at Fantasyland.
Showed off.
Half of Twitter. That's who got back.
Yeah, a lot of people.
You ain't
did.
Special.
Just 2 days at Fantasyland.
yeah, we got loads of people. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully, you're all ready for the quiz. Obviously, Kira is doing it this time. Obviously she did it in the summer and I wasn't here, so I'm really looking forward to getting involved in this because I got to watch it back, well, edit it back, so I'm really looking forward to it. Are you excited, Kira?
I'm
very excited. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. I write quizzes in my spare time anyway. I do like quiz streams, and doing a stupid game show style one is just the dream, and get to hang out with you lovely people and talk about roller coasters as well.
Yeah.
So I hope you're not expecting it to be too serious.
No.
But every question this time, you can play along with at home, if you so wish.
There we go. Yes.
Question Premier, though. What's in the bottle?
What's in the bottle?
Sunflower oil. I brought the shopping in from the car, and evidently we didn't put that away.
Oh, yeah. That old chestnut.
So
there you go.
You'll never know it's there.
Yeah. Sunflower. I'm going to use that one. Sunflower oil.
That's the best thing ever.
From here, so it's funny. Either.
It looks like a bottle of pee.
You didn't realise it's actually a pack of cheese next to it as well. That you
if it was piss, I wouldn't have pointed it out.
Off to a good start.
Yeah.
Not even in the questions yet.
So
4 minutes in, and we've already mentioned piss in a bottle.
I think we just need to quickly touch on this because it's obviously everyone talking about it, but let's just quickly talk about Universal.
Right.
There you go. We're not going to go into massive detail about it. If you want to know more, go over to Coaster Gen. Luke has done a really nice video. Obviously, we've got Theme Park Stop who released the video, dropped the bombshell that now everyone is reporting on. Absolutely amazing. Friend of the show, James, did a whole drone takeoff here. I say friend of the show, he started his own podcast and now he never joins us.
Yeah.
So, you know, come back, James, if you listen to this. But no, he did a really cool like drone over the whole place. But yeah, like it's really exciting, isn't it? Are we all excited?
Oh, yeah. Just a bit.
Fucking back.
Yeah, I hope that actually happens.
Yeah.
Any form of like plant life, important plant life, insects, move home now.
Exactly.
This is your eviction notice.
I love wildlife, but you're not wanted in Bedford, okay?
No.
Where else to live?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, let's move. So who's moving to Bedford then?
I have family there.
Oh, wow. There you go.
You're suddenly going to become really close to those family members.
My great aunties haven't seen me since like weddings in the noughties. They're going to be like, wow, Kira's really visiting a lot.
I just love your house, Greg.
She keeps going around with these things called voodoo donuts. I don't know where they're coming from.
I tell you what, I can't believe how many people I know from Bedford. Like, yeah, I didn't realise how many people I knew from Bedford.
Right?
I was like, oh, you're from Bedford.
Where is Bedford? I'm assuming it's near London somewhere.
40 miles away, like, yeah, literally just
above
just
London,
a bit out.
Not, yeah, further,
above,
not further
above,
down.
Above, above, yeah, it's more northern.
The only reason I know Bedford exists is because of Don Broco, because they're from there and it features in a song. So that's the reason I know Bedford.
I never heard of it until Theme Park Stop dropped all the evidence. this is a new place for me. Great.
Claire was like, right, he's so enthusiastic to live there. It was like it's meant to be, weren't it?
They all knew. Yeah. They all moved there in preparation.
Yeah, they did.
Universal are just so good at doing like research. They'll be like, where do the most enthusiasts in the UK live?
Bedford.
But yeah, I approve of Laura Half Northern's current activities of making mulled wine. Many a mulled wine at Van Tyne.
Oh, God, no, it brings back frightening memories.
They have white mulled wine.
Oh, I feel like I can get behind that better than red.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. For some reason, my head went to white chocolate. And
it's white wine. White wine rather than...
I prefer red wine, but not for how drunk it gets me.
Yeah.
So I feel like white wine's the safer alternative, really. Went to a stag do in Prague once, and it was 10 euros on the door, and it was all you can drink wine all night, and it was just...
Oh, God.
Ew, no.
It sounds like a great idea. It's really not.
No,
it
doesn't.
That sounds horrific.
Sounds like an awful idea.
So, let's do it. It's cool. Who wanted to do it? Who thought of doing a wine buffet? It sounds cool.
No.
I don't like wine, but if it was all, like, free, so to speak, girl math, then I would drink it all night. Yeah. And then I'd just pay for it the next day when I can't move.
That's like work Christmas party math. Well, the wine's free, so I'm just going to drink wine.
Well, I do that at weddings. Every time I go to a wedding, there's always wine on the table, like free wine is up there. And I'm like, I don't like wine, but I'll drink it.
That takes me back.
Ooh, more snake bite.
I think in terms of Universal...
that's what we're talking about.
In case people are listening to the podcast and like what they're even talking about, obviously, Universal have confirmed that they have bought land in Bedford, potentially look at building a theme park. Obviously, it's not confirmed that they are actually building it. It's just they're going to do a lot of research.
Confirmed the land purchase.
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to be done to see if it's even viable as a place that they can.
They need to do all the stuff that London Resort failed to do.
Yeah, like a proper company will do. You know,
they've moved so much faster. I mean, this is the thing in the UK now. We're all pretty jaded from the London Resort. So
You're just going to compare.
Yeah, I know. It was
the UK's Disneyland.
It feels like I can't get excited for a holiday until I'm in the air on the plane in the air. That's when I can get excited. So it's hard for me because I don't believe it until it's done. So there we go. It's a lot of money to just look at it. Yeah, it's not though because the land's going to hold value. So
it's only 12 million for the land after tax.
Yeah, and. You know, even if they lose some million, it's for them, it's like it's worth the gamble, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, when it gets to that level, it's not even real money, let's be honest.
No, it's not. It really is. It's just a thing on paper. Like, that's all it is.
So
but I think that if it does, as soon as they break ground for the first time, I really do think this is going to happen. I think the way that it's all gone about in the background, they've not done all this acquisition of everything for nothing. Like, they've genuinely done this because they're going to do it, I think, personally. It sounds like the locals and the local council are for it as well, which is a massive thing. And the traffic and the infrastructure of the transport around there as well is getting improved, presumably because of this. There's two train stations literally next to this plot of land. It couldn't be any better located for a theme park.
I just hope that you know, locals really think about what they, what the, how they respond to this. Because I've seen a lot of people saying, you know, it's apparently, especially, what's the place called it's actually in?
Kempston Hardwick.
Kempston, yeah.
Kempston, sounds posh. Is it posh?
Well, apparently it's full of old people, which means, yeah, it's posh.
Well, that's no good, isn't it? They're all just going to moan.
But they just need
by the time they break ground, they'll all have died.
Someone had to say it.
She may well be the guest host. She's not going to be back next week.
I mean...
But at some point, these old people need to just think of the future of the younguns and actually like how good it could make that, you know,
fucking selfish.
What could bring to that area? It would like completely like can change the area. It would bring a lot more tourism in. It will just it will make that place. I mean, everyone's house. If they put a Universal there, think about how much the house prices just like.
And hotels, Airbnbs,
everything,
all that kind of stuff go up massively.
I mean, I understand it's a bit difficult for some people who want to just like the gentrification of areas does happen, and that can be kind of bad for some places. But I don't think not in this sense. I don't think it would be that bad. But I can say that because I don't live there and I like theme parks. So please just build one next to me.
Coaster Claire said James pointed out that the site has two brand new custom built luxury homes right in between the two places.
Yeah.
So I reckon that's probably Universal staff.
Two really rich doozies. So we're going to be the first ones.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just breakout areas for the staff.
Imagine if you had them homes and you actually just came to an agreement with Universal. Like,
oh my
God.
You'd
leave my house.
Yeah, just build around.
In the center of the park.
The center of Lord of the Rings.
And be in the park.
Yeah. The thing is,
just leave me here. Yeah. I'm all right.
There is nothing stopping them from building a massive bridge like Fantasialand have got, and also Blackpool Pleasure Beach have. Basically, I know it's a small, but like, you know, there's a. It just goes over the park. It just goes over the road, sort of thing.
Yeah.
As long as they're okay with noise. That. Yeah.
But when I was there last week, I actually heard cars going down the tunnel in Fantasialand.
Oh yeah, it's weird.
I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, it's like a full road. Full road through the middle. So, we got East-West Rail has been in the plans for years. The station planned at Wixhams on the Midland Main Line has been in the works for decades. Matt said, I've been to Bedford. I did not leave thinking that was posh. Bedford, look, come on. Bedford's a big area. It's not like...
Bedford massive.
Yeah.
I live in Salford, so everywhere's posh. So it's fine.
Yeah, pretty much.
It has bad connotations for some people. Yeah, I guess like when you hear theme park.
But when it's a Universal theme park, changes things a little bit.
Oh, the future towers. Right, shall we get on with this quiz?
Let's do that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Kira, if you want to bring up your presentation, because at the minute your screen is just showing us. Yeah, there we go. Now
there we go.
Technology.
There we go.
Have we got our music as well?
Oh, I was meant to play that.
John.
This whole
come on,
thing.
Sean. There we go.
There we go.
How's the band?
So, most of you in the chat may remember that back in the summer, I was kindly invited on to do the Chain Dog Summer Quiz. It went down a storm. But Sean missed it, which meant Sean didn't win, and Sean likes winning, so Sean insisted we do another.
That is not how it went down. I just want to be clear on that.
100% how it went down.
It's definitely
how it went down.
I've won two already. I'm fine with it.
No, you haven't.
Back in the summer, Emma won, which if you've watched an episode since that one, you will know, because she reminds you every week.
We're not worthy.
James forgot that France was in Europe, and as a result, flopped his chance to a bronze medal and came last.
Forgot about that.
Oh yeah.
I thought it was megaphobia. I flopped my chance on.
Oh yes, listen, it was that.
It was me. It was Tartus.
Oh yes, you were trying to guess two Tartus, weren't you? But anyway, we're back again. There are some returning favourites. There are some new rounds. And are we ready to get on? Everyone can play along at home if you so wish. I will tell you at the start of each round how to score it. You just need a pen and paper. Get ready.
I think the way we're going to do it at the end of each round, you're going to reveal the answers. And we're going to show them up. So.
Absolutely. So the way it's going to work is I will give you one question. The panelists, as I will call you for ease, the panelists will write an answer and get it on a piece of paper and show the screen.
Yeah.
And once you've done that, that gives everyone at home the chance to write an answer, and then I will reveal said answer. So we're going to start off with a returning favourite, of course. I teased this one on Twitter.
Yes.
New mascot, who dis? In this round, I will show you a picture of a theme park mascot that I have given a festive disguise, because it's Christmas. For each mascot that you name correctly, you will earn yourself 2 points.
Ooh.
Everybody ready? Mascot number one, new mascot, who dis? So a nice easy one to start off with. Everyone who wishes to get some points can probably do so.
God bless him. Look how happy he looks.
He looks delighted. It's almost like he's having fun.
I know the answer to this, but quizzes make me like second guess everything I know about my life.
Oh god.
It's just a Facebook emoji. It's not what you think.
Yeah. I'm gonna say what I think it is, and everyone's gonna be like, what the what, that is not the right answer.
It's Andy Howgate's fan of the smiler. So I think that's enough time. Luke, what have you got?
Mr. Funshine.
Show the screen, please.
Show the screen.
I think we all need to show our answers now.
I'll write it bigger next time.
I'm the one that didn't actually know the name. I'm just like Joy Face from Blackpool.
Oh, James!
Phony!
I don't like Blackpool.
Just go home now.
Also, I didn't grow up near it. Like Blackpool.
That's true.
Mate, I live in the Midlands. What you're not?
The first time I went to Blackpool was like 2 or 3 years.
That was Mr. Funshine.
Shut up!
Luke, 2 points for Emma, 2 points for Sean, 2 points for everyone at home who said Mr. Funshine, and nothing for James because he's a fake thuzy who doesn't know who Funshine is.
Phony.
Again, went to Blackpool like 2 or 3 years ago for the first time.
Joy face.
Didn't give a fuck about the name of that mascot.
Question number two.
Doubling down.
New mascot. Who dis?
Oh.
Huh?
Oh no, James.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
I can't even.
You don't want to be last twice in a row.
I don't care. I've already given up. So.
Stop me, Mikhail.
I genuinely can't remember the name of this mascot.
You should all flipping know this.
I'm looking at it. I know who that is, but then in my head, I'm going.
I'm not going to lie, putting a Santa hat and a beard in the way doesn't obscure it that much.
I'm sad that this is going to be my best round, guaranteed.
I smashed this round last time.
Okay, Luke.
We all put them all at the same time.
Has everyone got an answer?
Three, two, one.
Sean's put Darwin. Emma's put Darwin the Dodo.
I put Ginny because I'm drinking gin.
Ginny. And Luke has put Towers.
Alton Towers thing.
Okay. That is 0 points for Luke, 2 points for Emma, 0 points for James, 2 points for Sean.
Emma really isn't worth it.
Can I get minus points?
You don't get.
You should have another.
I want to be like Alan Davis and try and get the least amount of points.
For anyone in the chat who put Darwin the Dodo, we can get a little bit harder now.
Hold on, are we taking count of our own points?
I've got the scores for everyone on the panel.
Okay.
My God,
to make sure that nobody cheats. It's currently 4 to Sean, 4 to Emma, 2 to Luke, 0 to James. And if you ask me for a score check after every question, he's going to go, oh, how's it going, Claire? How's it going, Andrew? Is everyone enjoying it? You won't be at the end of the round because they're going to get harder. Mascot, who dis?
How'd you spell it? Oh, fuck, I'm just going to... If it's vaguely spelt right and you can kind of see what
I'm not
going to
be super picky on spelling if it's phonetically plausible. That's the way we say it in the quiz community.
I think that's how you spell it, but I'm probably wrong. We'll go through
it. It's phonetically plausible.
I thought Luke was...
Sean, have you got some in?
Yeah.
James, have you got some in?
Got something.
Luke, you're frowning. Have you got something?
I have a theme park name.
I suddenly have the feeling we're going to be in a two-horse race for the win and a two-horse race for the win.
This is only the mascot round.
Yeah, no, we've got a lot of rounds to go.
Sean, you need to back the fuck off if you know what's good for you.
Everybody on the panel, please show me answers now. What have we got?
Efteling. I've got Harlequin from Efteling.
Harlequin?
Harlequin. Emma's put Pardos, Sean's put Pardos,
that's right,
Luke and Efteling. James have put Harlequin. Correct answer is Pardos.
Oh, I got the spelling right.
So I'm not going to bother about spelling. That's 2 points each for Emma and Sean, 0 points for Luke and James.
James.
And 2 points for everyone at home.
Alan Davis right now.
2 points for everyone at home who got
what
Pardos.
Did they say? What did they say?
Next up, new mascot. Who dis?
Who is that?
Bit harder now.
Oh, hang on.
I can't give you Mr. Funshine for everything.
I know what the animal is.
Oh, I don't James know, know what that is.
Ooh, I've foxed you.
How the tape turns tables.
I'm just going to make it up. I know what the animal is. I can't tell you who it is.
Well, you all remember the tale of the Lisaberg rabbit. It didn't have a name. So if you put Lisaberg rabbit, you got points. So give me something. Oh, Claire's excited.
How? I don't know.
Well, thank God Sean doesn't know it because I don't know
it. I hope it's right now what I've put.
Okay. Imagine. Five.
Wait, not, no, no.
Four.
No, no. Come on, Sean. No, no.
You've got to give us something and got to keep it moving, Sean.
My favourite round.
Okay.
Everybody, show me and tell me what
you've
got.
This is so bad.
No.
I put
Goofy.
Clarabelle.
What do you say there, Emma?
The Jolly Cow.
The Jolly Cow.
He's definitely a cow.
It's a cow.
It's definitely not Goofy.
Is it Clarabelle?
It's Clarabelle Cow.
Yes, I got one.
I got 1 point for cow.
Who is it? I don't know who that is. I've never seen that in my life.
Magic Kingdom.
It's mascot.
I got
one. My thoughts on Disney, so it's a good thing I didn't
know. But where does Clarabelle Cow fit into like Disney? Like, what is it?
I don't know, but Claire says it's a gay icon, so I simply asked that.
Can I have 1 point for cow?
You can have 0 points for cow.
Oh, Kira, I thought we were friends.
We're only friends when you do well.
Zero points.
We have a very troubled relationship. Finally, the final mascot in this round. If you're playing at home, don't forget to give yourself 2 points, only if you got Clarabelle cow. For the final time, new mascot, who dis?
Oh, yes!
Austin, yes, I will give you 2 points for Clarabella. That's close enough.
Oh, thank God Lola conned me out of a million zloty to buy this teddy for her.
Okay. So you've told everyone else it's somewhere that you've been.
I've just given it away.
Something that
she's been to
Lola
a lot of fucking places.
Yeah, she's to fair. It could have been on a pier somewhere for all we know.
Lola has almost twice as many creds as me, so it doesn't narrow it down that much.
She's a badass.
She is.
How many credits?
Streams less than me on the big one as well.
How many credits has Lola got?
She went past 100 in summer. I think she's got like 100.
Fucking hell. Okay, yeah, she's got like double the credits that I do.
Everybody, show me your answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sean says Figment. Spyro. James says Figment. Luke says a shake of the head and a hand on the face. And Emma. The only person who has said...
Oh, it's from Energylandia!
Didn't know Energylandia had a mascot.
No.
Energy. They've got loads.
2 points.
They've got too many. That's the problem.
Hold on. Energy. Here he is. Look at him. That cost me.
Fantastic.
It cost me a bloody fortune.
Celebrity cameo from Energy.
He's really here.
And also Lola, I guess.
Yeah, she's watching on the telly.
So that concludes new mascot. Who dis? As per tradition, do I get background music for reading out the scores?
I can find something.
It's fine. I'll just do it.
Sing it. <A-do-do-do>.
At the end of round one, new mascot. Who dis? James has 0 points.
Yay!
Luke has 4 points. Sean has 6 points, and Emma has 8 points. Emma is leading. How are we doing in the chat?
We're playing golf rules, right? The lowest points win.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Matt Coaster Giant, you do not get anything for knowing the park in that round. You have to name the mascot. It's not new park, who dis? It's new mascot. Sorry.
New park, who dis, though? In 5 years' time, we could probably do that.
New park, who dis? Universal.
Tom's on 6. Richard's on 6. Some decent scores in the chat here, but none can touch the mighty Emma from off of Top Thrill Tourists, reigning champion. So, we're going to go into a new round now. This is a new one that I've created.
Will I get points?
God,
round 2, creds for cavemen. I'll give each of you a ride or attraction. You'll then have 20 seconds to describe it using only words of one syllable and without using the name of the thing. After 20 seconds, each other person will guess the answer. If you're correct, you get 3 points, and the person who's describing gets a point for each member of the panel who gets it right. So if you describe it well, you'll get more points.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that anyone at home can give a guess as what they think you're describing, and if they get it right, they get 3 points.
Do you have a no stick by any chance?
Do you also know
it's not inflated? This was originally
I'm glad it's now. I'm glad it's now.
I decided to move it up.
I think of one syllable words by getting excited.
If it's like I'd be like, can you explain what syllable is?
What syllable is?
What syllable?
I'm not far off that point.
If you say a word with two or more syllables by mistake, I will say bonk. If you say, if you make me bonk you twice within your 20 seconds, you will not get any points.
Right.
Don't promise me with a good time.
For example, this is a ride for kids that looks like a bug with no legs. There is one of these at most fairs. They go up a lift hill, some go through a piece of fruit, then they come down a drop that is not steep. If you are not a kid, then you get on this for a plus one, and it brings you much shame. I have just described
Wacky
Worm.
I do love a Wacky Worm.
Without using
that
any words.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, I picked a particularly nasty one. I think that is actually off the Zero website, that picture.
Why would they be advertising the ride?
Oh, because the wheels are clean.
A Wacky Worm that had
feet. So, wait, have we got a, like, put together a whole paragraph of one syllable words?
Or no, you can just go.
I will just start. That was when I prepared. I will just start the timer on you and tell you when
tall,
to stop.
Fast one.
Big tall fast one.
What?
A wacky worm. Oh, I haven't got much faith.
Who would like to go first?
Emma.
Not me. Oh, don't do Emma. That.
Yeah, reigning champion.
The reigning champion will go first.
Yay.
Everyone else, close your eyes.
Put your head down on the table. I'll trust none of you back. Put your head down right now.
If you want to play along at home, also close your eyes. 3, 2, 1. Emma, look at these.
Okay.
Please describe that with words of only one syllable. You can use the word that's in black, because that's just a little joining word. You're allowed to use that. But you can't say the red words. Understand?
Okay. It's not going to be sentences. It's just going to be many
words.
That's
fine. Everybody else, open your eyes. Come back in the room. And Emma, your 20 seconds starts now.
Okay. It spins. much fun. Tall, yet not tall.
Is it a model or is it an actual coaster?
No, no
actual coaster.
That's time.
What? So is it a coaster or is it a model?
I gave you the model as an example.
Okay.
Everything else is a cred. All of them are coasters. They're all things that you could find on Coaster Cred's websites.
We're writing it down, yeah.
Write it down, share the screen. Everyone else.
Oh, no. Hold on. I've just written the wrong version of the ride. Does it still count if it's a different version of the ride?
I'll make an adjudication if I have to.
Okay, I probably got it wrong.
Jesus
anyway.
Christ!
So, everybody, Luke, what have you got?
Spinball.
Oh, fuck.
James, what have you got?
I said it was fun.
Ride to Happiness.
Yes. Sean's gone for spinball. It was.
Wait, you said fun sound. What are you on about? Fun sound.
It's got music.
Yeah, but sound is not music.
Couldn't say music, could I? Because it's got to be one syllable.
Yeah, but that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of like the sounds that Sonic makes.
It's back. Hold tight. Here we go.
James, you know what? Has got 3 points for that, and Emma gets one.
I have points.
And Emma gets a bonus one because James got it, but only James got it.
Thank God for James.
Everybody else in the chat at home, if you correctly guess Ride to Happiness, give yourself 3 points.
Tall, but not
tall. It's been much fun. Obviously,
it's been much fun.
Happiness.
Who would like to go next? Sean, I think the precedent has been set that we're going from most points to least. So everyone but Sean, close your eyes, please. If you want to go play along at home, close your eyes as well. Sean, your cred is... that. You may say any words on screen that are in black, but you may not say any words that are in red, and you must please describe that ride that the picture is of. Are you satisfied that you have seen the ride, Sean?
Yes.
Wonderful. Everybody else, open your eyes. People playing along at home, get ready. Sean, your 20 seconds starts now.
A tall ride. Big, fast, tall, fast. Think of a big, tall, fast ride.
That looks really hard to do.
That's time.
Hey, like think. Oh, I'm not even gonna give it, but you'll kick yourself if you don't know what it is.
Emma, James,
hold on.
After everyone's given a guess, Sean, but before I reveal the answer, I'm going to say 3 words. You're going to kick yourself.
What?
Well, what's everyone's guess?
Oh, well, I'm big, tall, fast.
Kingdom Car.
3, 2, 5.
Kingdom Car.
Yeah.
So Emma and James have got it. Luke has not. Stealth, but green.
Oh, that would have been better. That would have been better.
So that's it's 3, 4.
I know now.
James.
I'm shit.
3 for Emma.
I'm doing shit.
And 2 for Sean, because 2 people got that right. And everyone at home who said King Dakar from Big and Fast and nothing else.
Well, it's the record.
Miracle. I got it.
It's a record holder. So I mean, if you can't get that,
and was fast.
Like stealth, but green and in the snow.
You've had time to think about this, Kira.
I have. To be fair, I think for all of them, I came up with like, okay, what would I say if it came up? Just to make sure it wasn't like.
I think
totally
you underestimated our simpleness to describe things.
I don't think Kira is a real fan. She doesn't know how like weird we are.
Yeah, no, fake fans, plastic fans, plastic seats. That's why I've been on the show twice. Fake fan. Right. Luke, you'll be next. You're now in last. James can go next.
No. Overtake.
So, Emma, Sean, and Luke, and everyone playing along at home, please close your eyes. James, your ride, describe in words of only one syllable, is that? You're going to have 20 seconds. You're only allowed to say words of one syllable, and you cannot say any words on the screen in red. But that the words in red are also what you must describe. You see, that's the game. Okay, everybody back in the room. James, your 20 seconds starts now?
Black, fast, whip. Rock.
Oh,
a lot of.
Oh.
Time.
That's difficult. It's like, what it's not, can I say?
Yeah. It's a syllable thing.
What can you say? What can you say?
To be fair, if it's what I got, then you did well.
If it is, it could be other things.
It could be two, really.
It could be two, right? It could be two. Shit.
What do you have? Black, whip, fast, and rock.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Okay, Emma, what's that you've written there?
Taron.
Okay, yeah. Sean, what have you written? Taron. And Luke, what have you written?
I wrote Black Mamba. I completely forgot about Taron.
Well, Luke,
awful off the page,
that's not got any points. Yes. Three for Emma. Woo. Three for Sean. Two for James. Three for everyone at home who guessed Taron.
Right, I'm having a comfort break. Sorry.
Okay.
This is code for poo.
Apologies. Right. It's only one round. I guess Sean just doesn't get to see the next
He's
round.
He's the seal.
Giving up his point.
Oh, shit.
If you remember from last time we played this, Luke, I always write five questions in every round. So if you don't like the look of the first cred I show you, you can take a mulligan. I can give you what would have been Mikhail's one instead. So you get a choice of two to describe, which is perhaps to your advantage.
Oh, okay. All right. Still feeling shit. I'm a bit better.
The thing is, I was really happy when I saw Taron come up. I was like, yes. And then I was like, wait, fuck, I have to describe this.
It's a lot of syllables.
Yeah, because I was like, can I say rocks? I don't know. I'm going to go with rock a lot.
You say rock.
To be fair, I wasn't sure until you said rock a lot. And then I was like,
when you said black whip, I automatically went to Curse at Alton Manor for the ice cream. I don't know why.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I was like,
no, go for a new bag of sugar. I'm waiting.
Like, Tom, why is friendship ended with me?
What? Sean's breaking it with the pressure. Joe's black whip rock and then the cheering hands thing. Tom from YMCA has ended his friendship with James.
No, that would be black shit. Yes.
Why?
It would be black shit. You are correct.
Tom, what have I done?
Yeah. Black shit the ride.
Oh, yeah, it's actually called Cave Cred.
So, yeah, I was going to say, that last one could have been Taron or Velocicoaster, because she said rocks. That's what gave it away.
Or Black Mamba. Or Nemesis.
It would have been Black Mamba, because she can't say the words in red.
Oh, well, I didn't see the words in red, did I?
Yeah, but Black Mamba is the name of the
children.
Okay. So, for the final time, Emma, James, and Sean, and everyone who wishes to play the final question at home, please close your eyes. Some lovely closed eyes going on there. So, James, would you like... James got his eyes closed. My apologies. Luke, how do you how do you feel about describing that ride?
Yes.
You're happy to do that? Okay.
Yes.
So you can't say the words in red. Any words on the screen in black, those are joining words, and you may say those. We're back to the question marks on screen. Everyone can come back.
Hi.
Let's get my timer up. So
back in the
3
room.
Points to the line if you get it right. And a bonus point for Luke for everyone gets his fang. Luke, 20 seconds starts now.
Wood. Hurt. Ouch. Waste.
Oh, we
hate
this.
Hate. Jank.
I mean, it's not that.
Beach. Pool.
I think you're being incredibly prejudiced, but whatever.
That's time. You were all very good with syllables, but I had to call time there just so the slander would stop. Everyone, I presume you've all got this. What have you got?
Grand Nash.
Grand Nash. No.
Big Dipper.
It's the Nash. So that's 3 points for everyone in that question.
Nice. And
squeaky voice for Kira, apparently.
Go team.
The fifth one, Mikhail's question, would have been Batman Gotham City Escape. That's saying the word.
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
That's
brand new in Spain.
That would have been really different.
Oh, long,
would have been tall.
Yeah, you could go bat. Man,
you could literally.
No, you couldn't.
Long,
I said you couldn't say
yeah,
but
we're,
no,
okay.
The screen.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see that now.
Foot check after credits for Caveman. The current scores are.
Being
Emma bad. Is leading with 18.
How
second
is she?
Place
well, how is
with 14 is Sean. Then James on 11 and Luke on 7.
Ooh. Oh, I'm running up the rear here.
I'm now the underdog.
James, you've moved up, Sam.
I'm literally the underdog. Nice.
You are the underdog.
You can try that, like,
the underdog.
Underdog of the chain dogs.
And so, the next round is. It's an old favourite. It's the Price is Shite.
Oh,
yes!
No.
I love this round. I actually forgot we did this. I love this round.
I have been onto eBay and I found some things that Santa might be putting in your stockings this year. Tell me how much these items cost in pounds and pence. If you are playing on the episode, whoever guesses closest to the correct answer without going over wins 5 points.
Ooh.
If you're playing along at home, if you get within a tenner, 3 points. And if you get under by more than a tenner, 1 point. That's not relevant for Sean and Luke and Emma and James. They only get points if they're the closest, because they're competing against each other and you're just competing against yourself.
Well, this is going to like change all the scores now, isn't it?
It might do. It's a big sweet ass 5 points.
I feel like Emma like researches eBay quite a lot.
Yeah, that's what I do in bed.
I actually do. I don't never look at eBay.
As always, Price is Right rules. Do not go over 0 point. Even if you're one penny over and you're way closer, you get nothing. So closest without going over wins 5 points. First item is a sexy Santa Tinkerbell Christmas tree bauble. Oh, and they are all.
How much would I?
They are all vaguely Christmas themed. So this is how much it's sold for on eBay.com.
I need to write bigger, won't it?
Sexy Santa. She is very sexy.
How much would I pay for that? Realistically,
you can't say that because you don't like this, like Disney people.
A lot lower than what it probably went for.
Some
I fucking
Disney
hate
fans
Disney, honest
big.
To God.
So, RCG Limits has found a loophole there. Yes, if you are playing along at home, you can, if you're a coward, guess one penny and you will always get 1 point. However, the only way you can get more points at home is by getting within £10 of the correct answer.
Yeah.
So yes, good loophole, but you're a coward if you do that. Just
I mean, we could also coward. Use that loophole and just hope that everyone else went over.
Play fairly.
Okay, Luke, what have you guessed?
$7.99.
Emma?
I went $8.99.
Oh! I went $12.69.
And
sure. Nice.
£25.
For that piece of shit.
It could be exclusive. That's what
that
I'm
piece
here.
Of shit will cost you £14.
Yes.
5 points to James. The comeback is on. The mascot failure is now just 2 points behind Emma.
What is what? What?
So, if you're playing along at home and you wrote between £4 and £14, you get 3 points. If you're playing along at home and you wrote between one penny / they're giving it away for free and £4, you get 1 point. Looks like in the chat most people went slightly over. Next item is this Liseberg collectible theme park snow globe.
Oh, it's quite
from
cute,
Sweden.
I love it. I love
how much
this.
Is it in the actual shop?
That doesn't matter. How much is it on eBay?
I'm trying to think. What would they have? I like that they painted their thumbnail for the occasion.
Well, you reckon the other nine are just unpainted?
Well, like, I reckon they took the photo.
Or they've dropped another snow globe on the phone.
I reckon they took the photo and then went, oh God, my nails are disgusting. So they just coloured that one in. All, that's what I do.
That's a Sharpie, isn't it?
With a Sharpie as well, yeah.
Right, hold on.
You might notice to the left of the snow globe there, I cropped a lot more of this out. This photo was taken from a great distance on the background of, like, a Rick and Morty poster.
Oh, no, that's Morty. I thought it was Pickle Rick.
Oh, I think
I'm... I don't know what the character's called.
Well, never mind.
Okay. Sean, what have you guessed for the Leesburg snow globe?
I went out for this one.
You went £45. James, how much do you think the snow globe is?
£15.43.
Okay, Emma, how much have you gone for?
£23.99.
And Luke, how much have you gone for?
£22.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you've got a very narrow window there, Luke, that you're hoping this is in.
Think about, like, what some... Oh! Who won?
Emma. But please, Sean, sorry for interrupting you. Please go on and tell us more
The way I'm thinking is, like, some of the stuff that, like, some of the Alton Towers merch goes for money. Like, think about, like, £200, like, were spending on things. So, I don't know.
Depends how exclusive it is, though, I suppose. If it's just something you can buy in the merch shop, then it won't go for that much.
It shouldn't be a bloody eBay, then, should it?
Well, these people put it on eBay, and I used it for this round. Item number three is...
I'm so annoyed.
This Mickey Mouse Bohemian jeweled Christmas stocking purple retired. Don't know why the last two.
Why is the purple retired? So this is an actual Disney stock.
Oh my goodness. Claire said, do we get bonus point for being spot on? Claire, yes. I'm going to give Claire 2 bonus points for getting it exactly
favoritism.
Right. People playing along at home deserve the chance to get 5.
I think it's going
to
cost loads.
Claire, you can have 5 for getting it bang on. Everyone else at home, that last question, the snow globe, £15 to £25, you get 3 points. Not £15, 1 point.
I would have done very well at home. Maybe I should have stayed at home.
Oh, Luke.
Could have stayed at home.
I mean, I'm losing at this round. I don't know.
I'm just going off the fact that it's
and the bauble went for more than it should.
James, how much do you think the Mickey Mouse Bohemian jeweled Christmas stocking purple retired is?
£22.59.
Okay. Sean?
£16.
£16? Luke?
£39.99.
Oh.
And Emma?
I went
really expensive.
£45. £45.
Remember that if you go even a penny over, there's no points.
Who's gone over?
None of you have. It was really expensive.
Fuck! The one time I didn't go higher.
£16.50. What is wrong with people? I thought
£69.47.
Shit as well.
Laura's got very, very close in the chat there. She got 65. She'd have wiped the floor with you lot, but it's only the people in the studio that can play, and Emma got closest. Item number 4 is...
Shocking.
It was shocking. Item number 4. SeaWorld Christmas Celebration hot chocolate coffee mug sippy cup set of 2.
That's a beaker. That is a beaker.
I think
if you've got kids, that's a sippy cup.
I think you'll find that's a hot chocolate coffee mug sippy cup set of 2.
From SeaWorld.
Has it got like a flap in the
See,
top?
I'm now concerned to go overinflated based on the last one.
And don't forget there's 2, SeaWorld. So it's like... The fact that
Richard is asking, is that mould? If you think it might be, Richard, that's probably bringing the price down.
Where's the mould?
I don't really know.
It just
know.
Looks really dusty to me.
I think they're just snowflakes.
I think they've just found that at the back of a cupboard and thought, well, we'll probably get some for this on eBay.
I've just gone with this price because there's 2. Otherwise, I don't know.
Okay. Emma, start us off, please. What have you gone for?
£20.
£20. Luke, what have you gone for?
£30.99.
£30. Okay. Sean, what have you got for?
£7.50.
Nice. James?
I thought I was going to go originally.
£18.15.
Okay. That's close to me, that.
They were 28.62.
For that
I should have overinflated them.
So, I mean, I people need to get a life, over. Man.
Oh, I went
what
over.
Did everyone do? Luke went slightly over. Wow. Emma, how many did you, what did you go for again?
I put £20.
And James, yeah, you put...
18.15.
To Emma, 5 points to Emma again. She's storming it.
I feel like this is where Emma excelled last time.
I did.
It was actually, yeah. I think Emma got 3 out of 5 last time as well.
Bearing in mind, I had to click a... like. Emma is addicted to shopping online. She can get a bargain, she'll get a bargain. I once clicked a link so she would get funds on Temu or something.
Mate, you got the £30 on Temu.
So I had to click a link, wow. Start this dodgy app just so she could get some money.
I've got £30 worth of 3 stuff, thank you, sure.
Well, it's doing well today. For the final item in the eBay round.
Oh, we've got another one. Oh,
there's one more. There's 5 in this round. Final one. Alton Towers Christmas 2022 letter from Santa. Something that they were probably given for free.
Yeah,
they were trying to hawk online.
2022, so it's going to be only one person who sells Alton Towers things on eBay. Okay.
This is how much it was selling for on eBay when I looked last month.
I'm good.
If it's more than this, I've lost faith in humanity.
If it's more than what you've put, you're thinking I should have probably taken some of them home with me at one point.
I've got so much stuff for the future.
I'm seeing some crazy guesses in the chat, but I think they might be for the last question.
Wait.
Okay, they were for the last question.
I've gone like
Andrew was saying 46 quid, and I was like, that's got to be for the last one. And he's now said, yeah, 3 quid for this is what he reckons. Has everyone got a guess?
Yeah.
Okay, James, start with you. What have you got?
65p.
Okay. Sean, what have you got?
£1.50.
Luke, what have you got?
£19.99.
What is that?
£1.75.
It's a real Santa Claus.
So Emma has gone for 25p more than Sean. That is paid off.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I'm like bottom now.
You're not. You're really not. No, you're not.
You know what? I was going to put more, and then it was like here. It was like, oh, they probably gave them to everyone. I was like, oh, but it's like a quiz.
Okay. Wow. After the price is shite. Current scores are.
Can we play that every week?
Apology.
I'll keep putting it in as long as you keep inviting me back, Emma. Because everyone at home likes playing along as well. Luke is on 7 points. Sean is on 14 points. James is on 16 points.
Ooh.
And Emma is on 38.
Oh my god.
Emma's paid some money to Kira, I swear to God, man.
Azul 14, Claire 23. Ooh, YMCA.
What we don't realise
is currently leading on 26.
You know what? It's borderline embarrassing.
What we don't realise is Emma was actually the one to put all of them listings up.
They are knowing my that it was
me. Yeah.
So, moving quickly on.
Shit.
Next round. Is another new round. This is Velvet Coast Draw.
Hey.
Words a bit. Yeah, we'll workshop the name. In this round, one player will see the name of a ride or attraction. They will then have just 30 seconds to draw it and show the camera.
Oh, well, this is where it
all other players will then attempt to guess what's just been drawn. Each correct answer gets the guesser 3 points. The artist gets a bonus point for each correct guess.
Oh, I've had too many beers now. What?
I've got a draw.
I'm going to show you a coaster, Sean.
Yeah.
And you've got 30 seconds to draw it.
Christ alive. Right.
It's like Pictionary. Have you played Pictionary?
Oh, draw it. I thought you meant like draw it out of a hat. That's how drunk I am.
We're playing theme park Pictionary, Sean. Get on board.
Okay, right. You should have just said that.
Okay. Well, that's not a portmanteau or a pun, so I couldn't name it round. If we'd have done a Halloween quiz, I came up with this round a little while ago. If we'd have done a Halloween quiz, I would have called it Death's Draws.
Oh, that's what he did.
Okay. I had to adapt it, so it's Velvet Coast Draw now.
That is good.
Get ready for some 2D layouts, guys. That's all I'm saying.
Edward's going to start us off, I think. Well, volunteered, Emma.
I'm drawing first.
Yeah, you're leading by example in the quiz. You're going to lead by example in this round.
Oh, are we going to have it so that Emma's camera gets brought up big when she's showing it, please?
That's like probably a good idea.
Are you going to ask, how long do I get to draw it?
30 seconds, dear.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go through some comments.
So... Go through some comments. Do you want to go through some comments whilst I take a comfort break, Sean?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to take one as well because I'm getting old.
Everyone go for a comfort break.
I love the fact that Sean said comfort break and everyone else is saying it, whereas if it was me, I'd be like, I'm just going for a shit. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Thank you.
All right, I didn't go for shit. I just went for
you
piss.
You definitely did.
You might have. You wouldn't tell us if you did.
No, I make sure I'm sorted before going on the show. It's very unprofessional. Maybe for you.
They do. Don't lie and say you've never been caught short before, Sean.
No, I literally haven't, to be honest.
So you've never been going about your business and then gone, oh my God, I need a poo?
No.
Oh, you don't.
No, I'm not honest. I never. That's the
thing. Why are you being childish? You know, it's okay to talk about poo. It's fine.
You know me, I will admit it to everyone. I admit it to the whole group when I'm going to go. But I've never been caught short.
I can't believe it.
That's famous last words now. It's going to happen, isn't it?
You're going to shit yourself tomorrow.
It's going to be Nemesis opening day, isn't it? In front of everyone.
Fuck!
You have to poo in a bag.
If you're talking about like needing a wee, like that's happened to me a lot.
Well, yeah, that happens all the time. But like, have you never been like out and you've just got like mad stomach pain and been like, uh-oh?
No, I know. It just doesn't happen to me.
Maybe
like
I've got a terrible digestive system then, but
maybe you've got what's it called? IBS.
Do you know what I could have?
This is
me thinking
weird.
It's normal.
Why are we talking about this? So Bart said
the time.
Bart said £18.32. Coastal Giant said £6.60. He just keeps
£6. £5.
Yeah,
that's sorry. A five, Sean.
Techno Andrew said £28. I'm just going to keep bringing up like money.
See, now that this just sounds like they're bargaining of how much they're going to pay to see you shit yourself.
How much did Emma pay to rig the quiz?
Oh, that's a good one.
Sorry, your kids, you're not having presents this year for Christmas. I have to pay Kieran.
Have cheese.
For God's sake, Claire.
Santa Kieran. Right. Oh dear.
Oh, I already need a wee again. Oh well.
Oh no, you're the chosen one.
No. Yeah, everybody wees together. You know the rules, Sean.
But who's going to control the show?
I can talk about poo for another 5 minutes if you've got to go.
No.
Whenever someone else is drawing, Sean, you'll have a 30 second window to go and wee.
No, I need to see what's been drawn.
If you only. Bastards. If you only knew how far Sean's toilet is away from where he's
at. It's that all the way downstairs.
Okay.
Across the other side of the house. It's like the
furthest
way.
Are we ready for some drawing?
Right, am I drawing first?
Well, I'm not ready.
You are drawing first.
Okay.
James, Sean, Luke, everyone in the chat playing along at home, please close your eyes. Emma, you'll have 30 seconds to draw when I get it on screen.
Uh-oh.
That.
Oh, right, okay.
And remember, no words, letters, or numbers. Don't start drawing yet.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I wasn't.
No.
She's cheating.
I'm excited.
Okay, everybody, you can open your eyes again.
Question
mark. Emma, your 30 second starts now. So it's a bit nicer this one. I gave you 30 instead of 20.
Sean, can you quickly get the countdown thing?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
That's too. No, I'd have
is
to
Is Sean's loo
YouTube.
Journey like going to the loo in spoons? There's a question from the chat.
If you don't get this, you're all lame.
I'm just enjoying my cheese.
Yeah, it actually is. No, it genuinely is like going to the loo in spoons.
Yeah.
Emma, stop drawing! Time!
Oh, time! Oh, I'm sorry.
And please show us what you've got.
Sure, we need to enlarge.
Oh, yeah, one time.
That is though, right?
Right, okay.
Okay.
Everyone at home and other people.
Yeah,
along, Wait, that please, makes sense, right? What do you think that is? And if you get it right, you get 3 points. Thank you, Emma.
I hope it's this person.
Luke, what have you got?
Name that ride.
Wicker Man.
Okay, Sean, you've got Wicker Man. James, what have you got?
Oh, wait, it was rides. Fuck.
What have you put, James?
Amanda Thompson.
Emma, bring it up again. Bring it up again.
I thought it was like hot ice.
I've lost it. Oh, man, where is it? Is that what you got?
That is a new machine, John.
What's this coming out?
It's her. It's
the new game that's coming out at Pleasure Beach next year. It's called Amanda and Madden.
So it's rides, okay?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Oh, is it a worm?
Oh. The answer, if you're wondering, is Wicker Man.
Yes!
So points. It's rides.
So, points. 3 points for Luke, 3 points for Sean.
Yeah, 2 points for Emma. I think you should.
And 3 points for everyone at home who guessed Wicker Man.
Oh, my
0 God. Points if you put Amanda Thompson.
I feel like Rich, I should get a point for comedic value.
Rich says in the chat, I've just choked on a mince pie.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
It was a festive death. Oh.
Stop wondering, everyone.
Imagine she watched this and she was like, what?
All the poo chat put me off and I forgot that it was about rides.
Wait, you had Andy on earlier this year. Amanda's... Bastards. Right, that's wonderful. But we do still have a quiz to do. Next up will be Sean.
Okay.
Everyone except Sean, please close your eyes.
Okay.
That includes you in the chat at home. Eyes nice and closed. And Sean, you'll be drawing... this ride that is on screen now with no words, letters or numbers. Everyone else, you can come back in the room. And Sean, your 30 seconds starts now. Good grip. I'm not sure we all...
music.
I'm not sure we're ever going to have an answer funnier than Amanda Thompson for that
James,
drawing.
Can you just, every answer for this round, can you make just it a person, Amanda, please?
No, because I want points. It's the...
They're all rides or attractions. Not necessarily creds, rides or attractions. And Sean, sorry, that's please. Time. Sean, stop drawing. Sean, show us what you got.
Let me put it on screen.
Let you full screen it.
Oh, I got it.
Ooh.
Everyone at home?
Does it matter which one?
Joe, a correct answer at home is 3 points, same as the people on stream. That's a nice.
I'm going to go with
Sean, thank you.
I'm going to go with the generic name.
Luke, James, Nemo, do you all have an answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do.
Cool. What have you all put?
Tower of Terror.
Tower of
Hollywood. That's how you do that. Well done, Sean.
I did not put Amanda Thompson this time.
But that would have made more sense.
3 points to anyone.
Velvet Coasters Lift.
Tower of Terror.
Yeah. I'm getting overexcited. I'm sweating and everything.
A wibbly lift.
A wibbly lift.
Next up to draw will be James. Everyone except James, please close your eyes.
This is going to be interesting.
People in the chat, please avert your eyes. Avert your eyes. Don't look. Don't look at the screen. Look away now. I'm going to show James now. You at home, don't look. James, you are drawing this. In 30 seconds, with no words or letters or numbers, that's what you got. James, your 30 seconds starts now. And everyone has to come back in the room. Yep, you can all look again.
Now. I get hot.
I'm gonna have a dairy milk now.
Because you're wearing a furry hat,
ooh,
Emma.
I know, I'll just be festive. But it is.
I'm hot in my jumper, but it's tis the season, so you've got to press on.
I have got a very thick shirt on. Almost fleecy. Too hot.
There we go.
It's all the excitement.
5 seconds left, James.
This is something.
James, stop drawing! James, stop drawing!
It's something.
James, please show everyone. Show the class.
Good luck, everybody.
The fuck is that?
Away from the camera a bit, James. Stop there. That's lovely. Thank you. Right. People at home and other people at the chat.
That's not how you spell that, Luke. Well done.
That doesn't look like a picture of Amanda Thompson to me.
Oh, wait, no, just remind. No.
Considering you had 30 seconds, James, I think that's a fair effort.
I'm very bad at drawing, and that was the quickest I could came up.
If this isn't what I think it is, then I'm very disappointed.
Okay, has everyone got an answer on stream?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Emma, what have you got?
I didn't know, so I put Storm Force 10 because it looks like a boat.
Okay. And Luke, what have you got?
Shockwave.
And, well, it's points for everyone except Emma.
Hey!
It's Shockwave!
Right, Park.
The collective effort from the boys for just like one of them to
see. My mind just went to old logo had the.
I think you got the rows correct as well. I think you actually.
Yeah,
got
no,
the
I was
correct.
Like, I know it has seven rows. I'm gonna do seven.
Wow, very good.
It was to train that guy for me. You know, Stormforce famously has like a big vertical loop in it.
Yeah, well, I put Pipeline at first, then changed
or
my mind.
Six? Wait, is it six rows or seven?
A few people in the chat have got that as well, James. That's a better drawing than I gave it credit for initially. Well done.
I misremembered the amount of rows. I added an extra row. There you go. That's predictions for the new train. It'll have an extra row.
Do you know what? It's all these particles down.
I put particles too and changed my mind.
Right, that
was
one
more I thought it was going to be, maybe.
We still have Luke's artwork left to go. If everyone except Luke could please close your eyes.
Oh, I'm closing my eyes.
If you are playing along at home, please close your eyes. Oh. Luke, you need to keep your eyes open. And again, you're going to have a choice of two because you're in last.
Oh. Okay.
How do you feel about drawing that? Do you want to see the other one?
Yes,
please.
See
the other one, make your choice.
Yes, please.
Would you prefer
I'm going to run. I'll have the first one.
You'll have the first one. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody can open their eyes. Sean's run away, and Luke has 30 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
Don't prepare.
When do you start? Do you
start? Start now.
Now, go.
Yeah. I think Sean's trying to wee whilst you're drawing. I think that's his plan.
Every now and again, I get a hint of the background music, and it really cheers me up. I forget it's on.
It's quite a nice little, you know, just background.
I might put it on in the car tomorrow on the way to work.
Nice.
Might wear my hat.
Not allowed words, are you?
5 seconds, no. Luke. No words. No words, no numbers.
Joe doing the God's work.
I fucked it.
Joe doing the God's work there, making sure Sean didn't see on the TV downstairs.
Wow, well done, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I could count on
you. Luke, seeing as Sean's still having a poo, I can give you 5 seconds leeway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, he's back. Right, there you go. He's back.
Pens down.
Show the screen.
Oh, I'll show you the first one. Damn it. Okay. 2D top down. Think no limits.
Please just show us.
Oh, God, Vaughn!
Oh, come on!
What the hell?
Wait. Look at that bit!
That doesn't help!
Okay.
What the hell, man? Look, what?
Yeah.
Do it again!
No, keep it up!
No, you're fucking distant!
Keep it up!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not that much.
I can't. Come on, I need to see it.
Right, okay.
Put it back.
Think from the top. Wait, is that the right one? Yes. Think from the top.
No, I can't see it. I can't see it.
Penis.
There we go.
It's upside down.
What is that?
That is an elephant's trunk.
There is something big in the back as a clue. I can't draw. That's why I use AI.
All right, I'm going to make a wild guess here.
That the one Luke, I showed Luke to, the one Luke declined was the Can-Can coaster at Europa Park. So I thought you could just like a, just draw a sexy leg in a fishnet stocking. Bosh, what roller coaster could that be?
I don't think I'd have made the like I wouldn't have been. Oh, no.
No.
The example picture I showed him was of a load of can-can dancers stood in front of it. I was trying to like, but he thought, no, I'm going to draw a layout.
That's, yeah. that shows you how Luke's mind works. It's in no limits.
But did it work well enough? Emma, James, Sean, show me what you got.
I went for mess the ride.
Oh, I got it right.
Fly. Yes! Sean has gone for fly. It was fly.
That could have been any coaster in the world.
It's not. It's only because of the elements and the left-hand side.
I've never ridden it, so fuck you all.
And yet again, you have reined in Emma, boys. She's still leading by bloody loads, but you did get a bit closer. That was the other one. Could have had Kangen Coaster. Right.
How many points do you get for a correct answer?
I'm well happy you two got that. Like...
3 points for a correct answer.
It was when you said there's big things in the background that sort of lilified it for me. So
the scores after that round. Luke is on 17.
Hey! Nice.
James is on 24.
Ooh,
Sean is on 26.
Ah, Sean, you bastard.
And Emma's on 43. Emma's winning by a significant... I don't think she can be caught.
The thing
now.
Is, the gains that she made there wasn't caught. That much, frankly.
I'm giving comedy answers from now on, then.
But we got one final round.
Shit.
Okay.
And one more round. One more round. One last round. Answer. Four more questions, one each.
Okay.
I'm bringing it back.
Oh, no.
It's higher scores on the nose.
No.
I still sing mine every time I go on it.
What mine was. Am I going to need to get YouTube up for this to figure out?
You might do. I think. Yeah, there we go. Examples from last time. We had Mikhail singing egg, 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 egg. Luke, do you want to give us a bit of yours from last time?
We love cats. We love cats.
I got that as well last time.
We love cats.
James had the Euromir theme. I just went, Chain Dogs podcast.
I can't even remember the
name. I told him it was Europa Park and Luke got it immediately. And Emma gave us the now iconic...
Fancy a Beveragino. Fancy a Beveragino. I sing it every time I go. Every time.
There we go. So,
iconic.
Like I mentioned to you in the pre-room, I've reworked this round, so do not buzz in. Everyone is the same as before. I'm going to show one person a ride and a phrase that they have to sing over and over again to do that ride soundtrack. And they just stop when they're ready now. And then everybody writes it down. And everyone in the chat at home gets a chance to write an answer down. Don't buzz in. Just do it till you... Your shame takes over, I guess. There's no buzzing in to stop you. If I feel sorry for you, I might take over.
I think we've got something to...
Got some collusion.
Yeah, no, but the following comment is quite funny. Oops.
Oh, awkward.
What happened?
Yeah. Tom's obviously doing well, then. I've not been looking.
Tom's doing very well, I think. Yeah.
Is it? Go, Tom.
I think Tom is current chat champion.
Chat champion.
But anyway. 8 points.
I've accidentally shown you the first one. My mistake.
You had five, didn't you?
Sorry? Right. I have five, so I've accidentally clicked, so we won't do song number one, which is Alison
Wonderland. I'm glad.
I wouldn't even. Well, no, it's just golden ticket, isn't it?
Snow, snow, snow.
I would not have got that anyway, sir.
You've said it.
My dad. John knows it too.
Emma specifically requested to me at closing weekend that this song be part of the Christmas quiz so that she could do the dance for you all on the stream.
I'm also 3 beers deep, so you can all get fucked.
So there we go. Right, Emma, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Because you're winning. Everybody else, close your eyes. People in the chat who want to play, close your eyes.
Right, you're going to have to give me a minute just to think when you show it.
Yeah, you might have to go away and look at it. Everyone, close your eyes. Oh, yeah. There you go.
I've never been on that.
Have a look at the helpful tip at the bottom.
Oh, hold on. still don't know.
You can go away and listen to it.
Oh, you're going to have to give a minute. Okay. Let me just mute you. Now.
You can come back now.
There we go.
Whilst Emma goes away and listens to this ride soundtrack in order to familiarise herself with what it sounds like.
So we know that she's never ridden it, so that nails now us thing down.
Oh, that's
in Leesburg.
Emma's shushing us.
In the chat, the chap-ass stuff. That was very funny.
What we got in the chat...
Okay, I can't remember
what we haven't
word,
got. Though. Quickly, Andrew's what we haven't got, though, is likes on the video. Guys, please do smash that like button. It really does help us massively.
Yes, like the video.
What's that? Come on.
Kira, what was my word? I forgot.
Okay, everyone close your eyes quickly. Close your eyes. We're going to go back. Chat, close your eyes.
I just write the word
there
down.
There we go. Sure. Mince pies and eggnog is all you're allowed to say. Everyone can come back.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't even know whether
chat,
I googled the
it
right
is
song.
3 points each per correct answer. 3 points for a correct answer, Andrew. Emma, when you are ready, give us your glorious rendition of mince pies and eggnog.
Okay,
ride.
I'll start with like before. Hold on. Mince pies and eggnog. This is so bad. Mince pies and eggnog. That's the only bit I know, because that's the only bit I listen to. But it does start off like... The mince pie, is that and eggnog. Mince pie, is that and...
Okay, thank you very much, Emma, for your contribution. Everybody else, please guess what ride Emma was just singing about with mince pie and eggnog.
Is that a coaster or just a ride?
It's a ride or attraction.
Oh, people in the chat got it. Thank God for that. It made me sound like a complete idiot.
Okay. Maybe my chat's on a lag. Oh, Laura says, I feel it. I get it.
You feel it? I'm just that good.
I don't know what to write. I have no idea.
Write something and show me. Sean, let's give me an answer. James, what have you got? Chapas. Luke, what have you got?
I don't know.
Underlanded.
Underlanded. Sean has got Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah!
Oh. Technically, that's only true of one of them, but I guess it still counts.
I did say as a hint, feel free to do the movie soundtrack, because it might be...
Boo!
Yeah, I never wrote it. I think I've only seen the film once when it first came out.
See, now I know.
Mince pies and eggnog.
It sounds a bit
like Icon though when you're saying it. Like,
yeah, it does. That's not my fault. Blame Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mate, Icon is a rip-off.
Blame Pull Stranger for the plagiarism.
Plagiarism.
Fucking mince pie, eggnog. Damn it.
Everybody close your eyes except James, please. James, keep your eyes open. We're going to you next. Everybody else, close your eyes. Chat, close your eyes, please. Chat, close your eyes. YouTube. If you want to play along at home, close your eyes. Stop telling us how cold Chapas is and close your eyes. James, your ride and phrase. There we go, that ride on the screen there. And you may only say Santa Claus and all his reindeer. Everybody else back in the room.
I need to just listen to it again. What was my phrase? Santa Claus.
Banter with the chat. I found this was the hardest round to write. Because
Claire also said Icon.
There's not that many like iconic ride soundtracks, I think, in the UK that are like easy to do with a phrase. There's some that are like, I really wanted to put, well, I won't say because it might come up. There was one soundtrack that I like, I think is iconic and I'm really memorable, but I couldn't work out how to put a phrase to it to go in the round.
So everyone put your scores in the chat.
They have been throughout.
Yeah, but I just say everyone right now.
I think I've got it.
Okay, James, when you're ready, give us your beautiful rendition of Santa Claus and All His Reindeer.
Santa Claus and all of his reindeers. Santa Claus and all of his reindeers. Santa Claus and all of his reindeers. Santa Claus and all of his reindeers.
What? That's no thing.
Wow. Santa Claus and all of his reindeers. Santa Claus.
Give us nothing at all. There you go.
Oh, yes. No. Do it again.
I know what it is. Do it again. I think I know what it is.
Quick, do it again. Quick, quick, quick.
Now it's done now.
Sure. I'll go with what I thought it was.
For Laura's information in chat, is 3 points per correct answer in this round.
That was very
Santa
tuneful.
Santa Claus and all his reindeers. Just getting progressively angrier. Okay.
I really hate the reindeers.
Luke, Emma, and Sean. I need an answer on a page. Sean's gone for Icon. Valhalla. Emma's gone for Icon. Luke
Rush.
Gone for
Rush.
Rush.
One person Icon. Got it right.
Wow.
What?
Oh.
Hey, James.
Well done.
Yeah.
Sound like Pirates of the Caribbean again.
Dramatic Icon. Was
I think you missed a trick by not whispering like Santa Claus.
Yeah. You just got Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, and all these reindeers. Santa Claus. There you go. I'm going to nail
Luke.
This
If Again, it's so haven't been easy, on it much. Why don't you have a go?
I'm going to do shit because it's like when you're watching a quiz at home and you say, I can do that. And then when you get on it, it's terrible.
Pressure, isn't it?
Yeah. Emma, cool. James, Sean, and those playing along at home, please close your eyes. Close your eyes, please. Close your eyes. I'm going to put it on screen now. Close your eyes. It's now on screen. Luke, you must give us that ride's soundtrack or any piece of music you like to get us to guess that ride, and you may only say the phrase, it's nearly Christmas. Everyone can come back in the room. God, Austin's smashing it.
Ready.
I'm an Austin. I'm
wow, okay.
Ready. Making a strong case. You're ready? Go straight on.
It's nearly Christmas. It's nearly Christmas. Oh. It's nearly Christmas, it's nearly Christmas. It's nearly Christmas. It's nearly Christmas. It's nearly Christmas. It's nearly Christmas.
Very good. Thank you, Luke. You did very well. That was an accomplished performance, I'd have to say.
Thank you.
Emma, James, and Sean, do you all have a guess?
It really is a small
world. It's a small world.
You've all gone for it's a small world. Woo. It's a small world.
That was good.
Now, the final song is specifically for Sean, apparently.
Oh.
What is this?
Oh, no.
It's really hard.
I remembered this before we started the round, but it was just to remind me, the final question of the quiz, I felt, because Sean wasn't here last time, he should get an extra special question just
what
for him.
What is it going to be?
I hope it's hard.
So it's a phrase that I think you'll really like saying over and over again,
Sean.
Oh,
no. It's going to be unknown.
James, Emma, Luke, those playing along with the chat at home, please close your eyes. Sean, please get us to guess this piece of music.
Oh, okay.
Using only the phrase, I love Fury 325. And it's now off the screen, so everyone can come back in the room if they so wish.
Ooh, spicy.
Sean, get us to that piece of music, ride or attraction sound or park soundtrack using only the phrase, I love Fury 325. Go ahead.
I love Fury 325, 325, 325. I love Fury 325. 325, 325. I love Thor. Oh, I can't say it. I'm too drunk.
I'm not sure we've got it, Sean. I think you need to.
I think everyone's got this. Come on.
Do it again.
No, I think you, no, a little bit more.
I love Thor. 325, 325, 325. I love Fury 325, 325,
325. He loves Fury. He loves Fury. 325,
325. Has everyone got a guess?
I got a guess.
I'm being called cruel in the chat.
I definitely have had stuff to drink.
Emma, what have you put?
Hall of the Mountain King.
Luke, what have you got?
Well, Alton Towers, Hall of the Mountain King.
James?
Yeah, I put in Hall of Mountain King and then tried to put Alton Towers and half wrote Alton. Just put Alton
Towers. All Towers. All Towers.
All Towers.
I've had a All Towers coming soon.
There we go.
All Towers theme.
In the Hall of the Mountain King / Alton Towers or Alton Towers theme. That is enough. That's 3 Alton's points for everyone.
Alton's theme.
Three.
I'm going to get you to say that every time you're drunk. Love, I'm going to be like, say it, Sean, say it.
I love Fury. 325, 325, 325.
It's a really hard. It's a really hard sentence to say with a burn.
Oh no, Andrew, it didn't have the E. It didn't have the E. It's even worse. It's Old Towers.
Old Towers.
Yeah, Towers.
Thank you, by the way, to Joe for sending me that photo.
Oh, nice.
Joe was in on it.
Well, I do believe it's in the public domain as well, so I don't feel mm-hmm. too mean about it. So, the final scores after Ima scores and the Doors. Please tell us in the chat how many points you finished on at home at the end of the quiz. But in the studio, Luke with 22. James, 31.
I didn't come last!
Sean... 35.
Oh, I'll take that.
But of course, leading the whole way and finishing up on a wonderful 53 points.
Wow.
It's Emma from Off of Topsfield Tourists, unbeaten at Gareth's Theme Park Game Show.
For her final ever episode on Chain Dogs.
Thank you. Good night.
Now, did anyone
conveniently, chat? Emma's going to have food poisoning next time.
Emma. Austin from YMCA Coasters got 53 in the chat. You have a challenger.
Ew.
Prove it. Prove it.
Yeah, prove it. Mine was all there on screen. Where's yours, Austin?
Be there. Fight in the Velvet car park, 2nd of March.
Wait, Velvet's got a car park? I didn't know this.
No.
Oh, doesn't
that? I was about to say,
it golf course?
Is it crazy like, golf next door? Though? Oh, yeah.
Fighting like, the crazy golf next door to the Velvet. But it's like a quiz fight.
Is it like a Woozy Ball? It's got like a secret like car park somewhere that no one knows about.
Yeah, I guess so. But I hope
well
you
done, everyone.
That. I had a wonderful time writing and presenting.
Thanks, Kira.
It.
Well
Thank
done,
you
Kira.
So much,
that
Kira. That's amazing. That's brilliant.
The official Chain Dogs quiz mistress does it again.
Thank you very much.
That was brilliant.
Do let me know on Twitter or in the video comments if you liked it, if you want this to come back, what rounds you want to see more of, etc. I might get invited back. I might not. You might see me this time next year. I might get stabbed to death by Luke for not giving you any questions you knew the answers to.
Well, you're definitely going
to
come back.
You seem to have a lovely time.
Yeah, you're definitely coming
back. I had a lovely time. Thank you.
I came here with nothing. I'm leaving with nothing.
I'm glad it wasn't two times in a row.
I've got my pen. See you later, Ken. Bye.
You're definitely welcome.
Two times in a row at the top of the leaderboard.
After the inquest of your relationship with Emma, you're definitely welcome back.
My relationship with Emma.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what the inquest says.
There's been some canoodling, I think.
Emma, we're going to have to start spicing up a bit just to give the jury something interesting to look
at. We'll have to see. No, that was so good. Honestly, that's so good. We'll have to see.
You liked it.
We'll have to.
Rich says, when is Kira replacing Sandy Toksvig?
Some say I already have. I'm just in really good makeup when I'm on TV.
And also managed to shrink yourself as well.
No, I'm sat down behind the QI desk. It's a really low down chair.
I was going to say, she actually needs pillows to be that height.
Quarterly quizzes.
Quarterly quizzes.
Because I can't wait till summer for another quiz. Can we have an Easter quiz?
Yeah.
We could have monthly quizzes.
All the questions are about Underlander, please.
Can we have a start of the season quiz? Then we've only got to wait till March, innit?
So I think if I did it monthly, I would burn out too quickly. But how about start the season, summer, Halloween, Christmas?
Yeah.
Although Halloween's really busy, so maybe not. But I'd happily come back if you want to do more.
Easter egg.
We could we could do one around Halloween. That'd be fine.
Maybe right in September.
I was gonna say towards like the beginning of October before everything kicks into gear.
Yeah.
Matt's saying spring, summer, autumn, winter. Something like that.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Hannah said opening. Oh my god, it's just gone. Where's it gone?
Opening weekend quiz in Velvet Coast.
Oh my god, the quiz live.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. So,
we'd get kicked out.
I've got some sad news about opening weekend.
No.
Can you not make it?
Oh, we know.
I can't be there both days.
Double book.
Oh god.
I didn't book myself at all. My dad, the absolute bastard, got me for Christmas. Tickets to see Bill Bailey on the 2nd of March.
Ooh, do you know what? That's
I've seen him before. He's
on the 2nd of March?
He's in Liverpool.
Oh, I'm going to watch him at Manchester.
Yeah, you have a panic.
You almost reminded Luke of his...
I'm going to a gig!
I might come down on Friday night just for the crack and a night out in Velvet and then go see him the next day.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Blackpool's close to Liverpool.
People enjoy me doing the quiz, I would, and Sean et al. Would like me back. We'll come back. I like it.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Fun.
Definitely. Well, definitely. It's good. Everyone likes the quiz. Everyone loves it. Let's do more quizzes. You know what? It's great. It's great for us because we didn't have to plan anything.
What?
Oh!
I've got the whole gang.
Now we found out where the meeting took place. The quiz.
We bonded over 4 months ago.
They went to McDonald's.
They definitely did a Happy Meal.
This is a McDonald's Happy Meal toy from Halloween time. I got this in a Happy Meal after I did Journey to Hell Freak Nights.
Illuminati.
I wanted a little bottle of water for my bus home. So
is
I got a Happy Meal.
The mascot for the quiz Illuminati is the wolf man. I think his name was Wade the Wolf.
Wade the Wolf. Oh, is it a wolf?
Let's Wade goodbye.
I thought it was a bat.
Yeah, no, this one's a bat. No, this one's the bat, the vampire bat.
Okay.
Or also dog bat, where they got that one from.
This is great content, by the way.
That is brilliant.
We also had a cat.
Other squishy ties are available.
Skeleton cats are normal. And a spider.
We're dropping viewers by the second. I just want to say a massive thank you. Obviously, this is the last show of the year. So thank you to everyone in the chat who always turns up. I know it's like sometimes we've been very inconsistent recently, but everyone's still like turned up and watched us and got involved in the chat. Thank you so much. You know,
thank
you. This is only ever meant to be a casual thing where we just like a bunch of friends just talk about coasters. If everyone wants to watch, it's a massive bonus to us. So thank you so much. Everyone in the chat always like adds so much to it, even if you don't feel like you are. So it's honestly amazing that everyone keeps watching, even when we don't turn up. But next year is a big year for us. We're going to hit, you know, our 95th episode, man. Like, how mad is that? Like, 95.
What are we doing for 100? Are we doing something fun for 100?
We'll do something fun for 100.
Live. No,
there'll be no theme park open, so.
I've just opened up a group chat, and there are photos and video clips of me. Screw you guys.
Amazing. But no, honestly, it's always great. And people just like the podcast, and it means a lot. It means a lot to all of us that people tune in and watch it. Honestly, if you guys have any suggestions of episodes you want to see, what you want us to do, just honestly let us know through Twitter, through the Gmail that Emma loves. Emma loves at Gmail.
I just realised the first show back as well will be one whole year since I started the Chain Dog.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah, that's
awesome. Let's not do anything special for it at all.
Wow. No way.
Don't let the 100th one overshadow my time, okay?
That's mad. That's crazy.
But just let us know what you want to see or do.
Bedford Spoons.
Oh, mate. Bedford's about to like get it big time, man.
Oh yeah,
I can't wait to have a night out in Bedford.
It's going to be amazing.
Bedford.
I might do a Bedford hotspots picture round. So this is the Lidl in Bedford.
Do it. Please do, that'd be amazing.
Has anyone got any trips coming up over the next couple of few weeks?
I'm going to Disneyland Paris for New Year's Eve. I can't wait.
Oh,
I'm
really
excited. And I got
just came back from Fantasyland.
Yeah,
that's where I was last week. So,
watch it up, mate.
I still love the UK.
I still love that park. Also, they're salty that I said group chat. So, Coaster Chums to Electric Boogaloo. There you go.
Oh man, you can't expose the group chat name on live, man.
Nice. God.
Well, they're salty that I didn't say the name. So,
yeah.
I remember we've got the group chat name.
We do. That's our annual birthday party. No, not birthday.
annual Christmas night out.
Yeah. What's the scare maze? That's what we do.
Might do Enola and take all my clothes off and get wrapped in Clifford.
Sounds
that looks insane.
Bart is the end table next week. What?
I've seen some tweets about Enola and it terrifies me. I only went to my first scare maze in like May. I'm not ready for that.
I'm just happy that I've done a Christmas quiz with two fully functioning eyebrows.
Bucket list tick.
Yeah. I do see that they were actually shaving people's heads this year, though. Which,
yeah,
that's a hard no for Emma. Please don't shave my head. But everything else, I'm down.
Are you going to do Enola?
I think I might, you know. The problem is, it's like you get covered in paint and shit, and it's like, obviously, we're going out afterwards, but then I was like, if I just own it.
But it's in the same place that you're in,
exactly.
So it doesn't really matter.
So I'm just going to own it and just be like, okay, I'm covered in shit.
I was covered in loads of stuff when I come out of it last year.
They
waterboarded me with Aroma Prime.
What?
Made you take your pants off?
Whole bottle of Aroma Prime was just like poured it all over my face.
Was it a stinky one?
What flavour?
Yeah,
was it?
It was like it's rotten flesh.
Ah, stunk for days. Horrible.
Yeah, it was not good. I wonder why no one was coming near me. I was like, "Do you want a drink?" And everyone was just like, "No."
Good. Hey, all right, steak man, stay away.
Yeah, we will be back on the 3rd of January.
We'll talk a lot more about Universal as well.
We've got some. We're going to change the show up a little bit going into next year. It might be not be straight away, but there's a few ideas I've got that we're going to like try and experiment with, and we'll try and make it a little bit more different because we like I say, 100 episode, guys. That's a big accomplishment. So,
massive.
Give yourselves a pack on the back.
A backpack.
I'm done. All right.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy New Year,
everyone.
Bye.
See you in 2024.
Thanks,
the year of the coasters.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.